I've chosen to use graphics for this part because photos can be misleading. Many times they aren't clear, and graphics give a much better representation of the actions to be taken. I would also recommend that you go and buy all the parts and materials necessary and have everything on hand before you begin. This will save you time running back and forth to the home improvement store, wasting gas and money. For this instructional, I'm going to assume you're using 3-inch by 6-inch solar cells. Also, a pair of sawhorses will come in handy to help hold up the frame while you're working on it. Okay, the first thing you're going to do is take your plywood and lay it flat across your work table or sawhorses. I like to start with half a sheet simply because it is easier to work with. You can ask at the home improvement store for them to cut it in half for you. They will usually do it for free. But a full sheet can also be used too. It's up to you. Next, you're going to coat plywood with 3 coats of UV protector. This can be anything that you have left over or used in painting the porch or deck. Keep in mind, this doesn't have to be pretty, it just has to be functional. Next, you're going to take the 1x1s. Actually, what they are 2x4s ripped in half. Some people call them 1x1s, some people call them 1x2s. In reality, they're someplace in between. Measure and cut them to fit around the outside edges of the plywood frame. If you have clamps handy, you can tack these down with glue and clamp them in place. I usually drill pilot holes for my screws, then use the screws themselves screwed in just enough to tack them in place. Once you have the pieces cut and placed around the perimeter of the plywood, screw them down tightly. I've only shown 3 screws, but use as many as possible. You don't want any gaps or where water can enter the frame. But 1 screw every 4 inches is plenty. As an optional step, you can sand down any rough edges on the plywood in the wood surrounding it in preparation for painting. The next step involves drilling 2 holes at the bottom of the frame corner of your frame. The holes don't need to be that big, but big enough to let the bus wires can run through them. It's at this point that some people cut a piece of pegboard to fit inside the frame. I say some people because some people do and some don't. Personally, I do. Anyway, cut the pegboard so that it can easily slide in and out of the frame and so that the 2 holes at the bottom are easily visible. Okay, now it's time to paint the frame using the UV protector sealant. Use a brush or a roller, whichever you prefer. Take the pegboard out and paint one side of it. Then paint one side of the frame with the sealant as well. Be sure to get any cracks and cover it well. This is the most time-consuming part. Most sealants want you to wait 24 hours between coats, and this is a good idea. You're going to want to paint the front and the back with at least 3 coats, making sure it is dry between each coat. Once the pegboard has been painted and the entire frame, it is time to screw the pegboard into place. Once you've screwed it down inside, set the entire frame aside. We'll come back to it later. You've just completed your frame.